It's Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak says he will scale back his proposal to let technology companies establish zones where they could exercise powers similar to those of local government. KUNR's Isaac Hoops has the details.
Instead of asking lawmakers to pass a resolution this session approving innovation zones, Governor Sisolak plans on introducing a measure to commission a study. The Innovation Zones proposal would have granted companies some governmental powers if they owned a certain amount of land and committed to invest $1.25 billion. The study will allow interested community members to discuss both their concerns and potential economic benefits of the zones. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
Organizers of the recall effort against California Governor Gavin Newsom have collected enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. The California Secretary of State's office announced Monday that more than 1.6 million signatures had been verified. That's about 100,000 more than needed to force a vote on the first-term Democrat. An election is likely in the fall when voters would face two questions. One, should Newsom be recalled? And two, who should replace him? The votes on the second question will only be counted if more than half say yes to the first. Last week, Caitlyn Jenner joined the list of candidates running to replace Newsom. In 2003, voters recalled Democratic Governor Gray Davis and replaced him with Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. California is losing a U.S. House seat for the first time, dropping its delegation from 53 to 52 members. That's according to Census Bureau population data released Monday that determines how the nation's 435 House seats are allocated. California's population is 39.6 million, up about 2.3 million from a decade ago, but nearly flat since 2017. The state's record slow population growth means a loss of clout in Congress and a drop in federal funding. The subtraction of a seat comes as rival states Texas and Florida gain seats. California still is the nation's most populous state by far and still will have more House seats than any other state. And moving to Nevada, U.S. Census data released Monday showed Nevada was the fifth fastest growing state over the past decade and now boasts 3.1 million residents. Nevada's population grew 15% from 2010 to 2020. The state added more than 400,000 people in that time. The fastest growing state was Utah, which grew 18.4%. Nevada's increase was not enough to change the number of seats the state is apportioned in the U.S. House of Representatives, meaning it will still be limited to four seats in the coming decade. The state is now the 32nd most populous in the country. It climbed up three spots from 35th place. In 2020, the press was filled with stories about droves of wealthy out-of-staters fleeing cities and the pandemic and moving to our region. Now, new data from the U.S. Postal Service are giving us a glimpse of what really happened. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
It's true. More than a million people moved away from big cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York during the pandemic last year. That's according to change of address data analyzed by the real estate investment firm CBRE. But most of those folks just moved to nearby cities like Sacramento and to Sunbelt destinations like Austin, Texas. Overall, there wasn't a huge spike in new people here, and the growth followed roughly the same trend as it did before the pandemic. That's according to housing economist Bryce Ward.
If you were gaining population before, you tend to be gaining population now. If you were losing population before, you're probably losing population now, although maybe at a slightly lower rate.
That said, there were a handful of pandemic-related surges. Boise, for example, welcomed more than 10,000 Californians last year. That's a 27% increase compared to 2019. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Nevada health officials are redoubling efforts to make it easier to get COVID-19 shots to try to reverse a decline in vaccinations statewide. This includes expanded outreach to Reno's Latino community and new drive-through clinics in working-class neighborhoods in Las Vegas. The 14-day rolling average in the number of vaccine doses administered on a daily basis in Nevada is down about 25% since mid-April. It's the lowest average rate of daily vaccination since mid-March, and the first time it's dropped below 20,000 since March 20th. Chloe Zhao's history-making Oscar sweep, winning Best Director and Best Picture, is being met with a muted response in her country of birth. Zhao's Nomadland, which in part was filmed in northern Nevada, is the second film directed by a woman to win a Best Picture Oscar. She's the first woman of color and second woman ever to win the Oscars for Best Director. Yet in China, where Zhao was born, her history-making success has not been trumpeted. State media in China remains silent, with only old mentions of the Oscars themselves. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, April 27th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.